I am now joined by Dove Smith, who is the executive director of Honest Reporting for Canada. That's honestreporting.ca. Honest Reporting, many of you know. If you don't know, I don't know where you've been. Media Watchdog, one of the leading media watchdog organizations in the world that monitors news coverage of Israel and the Middle East. And I would imagine that Honest Reporting for Canada has its hands full. Dove Smith, you must be a busy man. Welcome to Israel National Radio.
Thank you very much, Tovia.
Great having you on. Before we talk about Neil McDonald, who is a name that so many decent Canadians have come to really detest because of the unbalanced journalism that he engages in. Could you summarize this for our listeners? You know, if I'm in Buffalo and I do a survey on what citizens of that town believe about Israel, I'm going to find generally about 65% of the people living in that snowy town have an affection for Israel and a very positive view of Israel. And all I have to do is drive an hour into Ontario, an hour and a half in Toronto, and I can do a similar survey, and I'm going to find that less than 50% of the people who talk just like they're from Buffalo, you know, frankly, Toronto doesn't look that different from an American city, a very different response on Israel. What do you attribute that to?
Well, you're right. There is a very different public discourse here in Canada. One of the ways Canada defines itself is in contrast to the U.S. and in contrast to American policy. There's no question that the views of Canadians on international relations, for example, are influenced by the media. Obviously, CBC, like you mentioned, is one of the big news organizations. It's supported with $1 billion a year, roughly, of Canadian taxpayer dollars. It has a mandate given to it by the Canadian government on behalf of the people of Canada. And this week, we're spending a lot of time looking at specifically Neil McDonald's reporting and how it's letting down not just supporters of Israel, but the people of Canada who deserve to be informed correctly about what's happening in a vital region of the world.
Why Neil McDonald? Why are you taking such a, we'll say, a drastic step? Honest Reporting is a highly regarded media watchdog organization. And I should just say that the Canadian branch is honestreporting.ca. Why such a drastic move to call for the CBC to literally fire Neil McDonald? Why?
Well, I mean, you're right. I mean, in Canada, it's not a country known for taking extreme positions. We have a polite and moderate discourse here most of the time. A clear pattern has emerged, though. McDonald was posted for 5 years in Israel, and there were a lot of complaints then about his reporting on the region. But specifically after he moved out of the Middle East and to Washington, I think a lot of people were relieved that he was no longer going to be focused on that particular Israel-Arab issue and thought that the tone of his discourse was going to change. Maybe he'd, you know, be focusing on things that are happening in Washington. What's happened instead is that a pattern has emerged in which he is promoting experts and using interviews to promote a specific point of view, which consistently comes back to the position that Israel is the source of the problems in the world and America's relationship with Israel is the cause of all kinds of terrible things. That's what we have a problem with. Now, if this was something that happened one time, if it was a case of inaccurate or unfair reporting that happened once or twice with the reporter, we clearly would not be making the kind of case that we're making with regard to Mr. McDonald. But this is an extreme case, and so our response is more intense. And by the way, we are not calling for him to be fired, per se.
I am. I'm just kidding. Go ahead. I want him to be fired, but I'm not as nice as Honest Reporting. Go ahead.
Sure. I mean, what we're saying really is that CBC has a mandate with which Neil McDonald's reporting is not consistent. So they can continue to employ him, but his reporting should not be carried over their airwaves any longer.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
So if the CBC wants to continue to employ Neil McDonald to clean the toilets in downtown Toronto, that's fine. Just don't put him on air. This is not Dove. I'm just speaking for me. I'm generally not as nice as my guests are. And you're listening to Dove Smith, who's the executive director of honestreporting.ca. Honest Reporting is a fabulous media watchdog organization. And they do great, great, great work. And if you want to know something so wonderful that they did, no question, hands down, the best film on exposing the true story behind the conflict behind Oslo in the Middle East. It's a film called Relentless, which is just shocking. If you want to blow away your synagogue, church, whatever it is, showing this film, just to understand, to penetrate the issue, the film Relentless, available on DVD and VHS, is just one. You just sit there. I'm just going to say this. If you're pregnant, it's not a good idea. If you're not pregnant, definitely get it. My own personal website, toviasingershow.com, we actually distribute that film. But let's get back to Neil McDonald, because with Neil McDonald, it even goes beyond the reporting, because going back, it wasn't that long ago that Neil McDonald, and I want you to explain this to our listeners, was involved unpersonally encouraging other journalists to boycott Israeli leaders. Help my listeners understand that. What happened there?
Well, sure. This was a serious point of contention back in January of last year, of 2003. There was a New Year's reception that the Israeli government press office put on for the Foreign Press Association, in which they invited reporters to come, have a reception, I guess, with food and cakes and so on, and then to have a press conference with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. There was a discussion, an email discussion, among members of the Foreign Press Association as to whether or not to attend, partly because they had an issue with the way the government press office was accrediting Palestinian journalists. McDonald had an email that he sent out to the fellow members, which we have a transcript of, which says essentially, I suggest that on an official level we send maybe one representative, but I certainly plan to be out that day, and I suggest all of my colleagues do the same. And that email, to many people who found out about it, really represented crossing a Rubicon, where he went from being a objective journalist covering a story to actually influencing the news and getting involved on a personal level. Now, the CBC rejected those allegations. There was a fair bit of argumentation about what happened, but the email speaks for itself. McDonald took the positions that he did. Whether he instigated or encouraged, you can argue over the nuances, but clearly he was telling people to stay away from a reception put on for the Prime Minister of Israel.
Yeah. I mean, it's stunning. And what I'm about to say is not hyperbole. I'm not exaggerating this issue. I'm not saying this just to get high ratings or to get your attention. I mean, when you if you spend time in Canada, which I do, because I'm there, I lecture there quite a bit, and you watch the CBC and how they present the Middle East, you literally can then go to the United States and watch Peter Jennings, Tom Brokaw, and literally say to yourself, you know what, these people aren't that bad. The CBC is a disaster. I've got to just tell you this quickly. I did a show on the CBC where I was a guest on a show. It goes back, I forget even the name of the show, it goes back about a year ago. And I had to go into the CBC big building there in downtown Toronto to be on air. And it was and I walked in there and I started to just shrill. It just affected me because, and folks who are not in Canada have no clue what I'm speaking about, but it's an absolute disaster. It is akin to watching the BBC. Tell me this, and you're listening to Dove Smith, Executive Director of HonestReporting.ca. Dove, tell me this. Are there other media outlets in Canada that you are equally concerned about in regards to how they present information in the Middle East?
I'll tell you, interestingly enough, just about 2 hours ago, I got a phone call from a fellow named Hillel Neuer, who is the executive director of UN Watch, which is a watchdog on the United Nations. And he specifically had come across an article that appeared in the Toronto Star that was about a change in Canada's policy in voting on Israel-related resolutions in the United Nations. And he highlighted a paragraph that he, with his expertise sitting in Geneva, with his expertise on the United Nations, thought was entirely out of line with reality. So this was something that I hadn't even picked up on because I'm not an expert on the UN, but he said that what the Toronto Star had reported was entirely out of line. And the Toronto Star happens to be one of the newspapers that has given problems in regard to its coverage of Israel. Mm. There has been somewhat of a change in the executive management, the publisher and the editor-in-chief of the newspaper. But there are problems with the Toronto Star, and there are problems with various media in Canada. You know, a year ago, there was a French newspaper called, I'm forgetting the name of it now, but it's based out of Quebec. And they actually, in a year in which many news organizations were talking about the corruption of Yasser Arafat, they actually nominated him International Person of the Year on their website. And there was so much immediate response from viewers that they took it down and it disappeared forever. But there are plenty of examples of things like this. On the CTV, which is a competitor of CBC, it's privately owned by the same company that owns the Globe and Mail here in Canada. They have done a couple of pieces where they interviewed a fellow named Zachariah Zubeidi, who is the leader of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades in Jenin, and it's well known that he has blood on his hands of at least 10 people, including Israeli Jews and foreigners who he dispatched people to kill. And CTV has done two interviews with him in which they show him holding his baby, sipping coffee, talking about his wife. They ask him if he loves life. Mm. And they never once informed the Canadian viewer that this man is an out-and-out terrorist who's blown up Israelis and others. Now, I don't want to portray all Canadian media as being anti-Israel. And frankly, we don't really try to get into the intentions of news organizations and whether they have bias in their heart. I mean, that's really not our interest. What we do is analyze the content that they put out.
Yeah.
And look, there are a lot of different news organizations, and from time to time, some more often than others, you see things that really just make your heart stop. And so we're out there working with our members to have a sort of instantaneous response mechanism where we let the news organizations, the editors, reporters, and news executives know that what they've done is out of line. Yeah. And there are times that they actually acknowledge that things are wrong and things change.
Yeah. And, you know, I just wanted my listeners to know this, that there are some great media outlets in Canada that really are, that present information in an honest fashion. The National Post comes to mind immediately. Global comes to, you know, CanWest comes to mind immediately where they present it honestly. There was this big hoopla where they used the word terrorist and replaced it with Reuters, the other word they had. I mean, so there is some good news in Canada. Let me ask you this. You know, people watch what you do, listen to your insights constantly, talking about honest reporting, because they've gone on to honestreporting.ca or honestreporting.com, and they subscribe and get that email that I get, and I follow it carefully, and I often talk about what you're reporting on. How do you guys do this? I mean, just tell me what's going on in the barracks there. How do you cover all this biased media around the world against Israel?
Interesting. I can tell you what we do here in Canada, and you should get the folks from honestreporting.com on your program because clearly they've pioneered all of these techniques. But what we do, we start our day coming in early in the morning, and we look at all of the previous evening's major news broadcasts, which we've recorded, and we look at all of the morning's newspapers, major newspapers, and we go online and we look at even some of the more minor newspapers. But even in that sense, we're limited because we have limited staff and manpower. And so what we've really done is built up a network of people across Canada who are watching their local news broadcast and reading their local newspapers, and they call us and they email us and they say, have you seen this?
Mm.
And they alert us to things that we haven't even caught. I mean, tonight I literally got a phone call from someone in Geneva saying, you've got to look at this, it's a problem. So the idea is rather than having a small group of people working out of an office and making all the difference, it's to work with people, a large network of people, and we have thousands of members across Canada, and to have them function as media observers on the one hand, and then when they inform us of something, we centralize the information, send it back out to our subscriber list, and that's when people across the country take the initiative to actually respond on the basis of what we tell them, the information we put in front of them. They write in or they recall in to editors and reporters, and they will complain, or in some cases commend what they consider to be very fair and accurate coverage.
Mm.
And so really it's using people power. And the most important thing that we're trying to do is, number one, to get out, and we're doing training workshops now across Canada to train people in how to identify and respond to biased media coverage. The other thing that we're trying to do is really to build up our membership list, because we have 5,000 people now. We need to double, triple, quadruple that so we can have all the more influence in keeping the media honest here in Canada.
I want to just tell you this, Dove. I wish all my guests were as articulate as you are. Honest Reporting is fortunate to have you leading their Canadian bureau, doing an excellent job, and you're making this case and presenting it in a way that's so clear. And thank God you're on our team. That's all I could say. I want to just play a couple of pieces here for our listeners here, because what Neil McDonald, that's how this whole thing, I wanted to make sure Dove was on. Neil McDonald, he essentially will take any story, some things that relate to, you know, Middle East, something that's totally in Iraq, and he swings Israel into it. And the way he does it is fantastic. You know, one of the methods that the media uses to present information in an unbalanced fashion is to interview people as though they're unbiased, and they're the only mouthpiece that they bring on. They don't bring on a true balance. Or if they interview somebody that's Jewish, you know, they'll interview somebody like Michael Lerner from Tikkun, a vicious anti-Israel activist, and somehow, and he wears this big yarmulke the size of a parachute on his head, and people think, well, it must be true. Here's Rabbi Michael Lerner saying this. I mean, it's really disastrous. Let me just give you an example of this. This is Neil McDonald as he's reporting on what's going on in the Abu Ghraib scandal, where, you know, we're in this prison in Iraq. There was, unfortunately, abuse of Iraqi detainees, prisoners, and somehow Israel's responsible for that one, too.
And dozens of former American diplomats weighed in, too, in a letter saying the occupation of Iraq and George Bush's unprecedented alliance with the right-wing government of Israel has placed Americans overseas in danger.
We know that the Israeli intelligence was operating in Baghdad after the war was over. The question should be, were there any foreign interrogators among those that were recommending very, very bad treatment for the prisoners?
I mean, could you imagine that this is the stuff that Canadians are exposed to on the CBC? One more piece, Dove. I just got to... This is Alan Keyswater. He's... did I get that name right? Alan Keyswater. He's commenting on how Sharon basically has got Bush in his pocket, and that's the real problem behind the whole Iraqi deal.
But some experts say other American policies provoke violence, too.
I don't know.
Alan Keyswater has advised the administration here on foreign policy.
I think the principal reason is our policies on the Arab-Israeli issues. This is extremely important. We're now regarded as being very much in the pocket of Sharon.
Yeah, there you go. But the obvious, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that they're constantly exposed to in Canada. Here's the big question. You began to answer it. What could a Canadian do to stand by? Obviously, to work with Honest Reporting, I want you to support honestreporting.ca because the work they're doing is extraordinary, to be their eyes and ears, to send them information. What else could a Canadian, a man on the street listening to your broadcast in Montreal, where it's really bad, or in Edmonton, which it's not as bad, is there something they can do to stop this kind of hate journalism?
Yeah, there really are a couple of things. One is people need to get educated about the issues and also to learn to be an effective media consumer. And that means learning to read between the lines when you're watching the news. Look at the pictures. Look at the pictures that accompany a print story. Is there a connection? Does it portray Israel as the aggressor? Does it portray Arabs as the victims in a consistent way? People need to understand what is being fed to them by the news organizations. The other thing to do is really to get involved with a group like ours. Start by going to honestreporting.ca. There's a lot of information there about how to become media savvy. And then I think the most important thing that people need to do is to overcome the inertia that we all have. People are busy. People are working very hard. It's very difficult to take out an hour or two or 10 a week to make a difference. But what people don't realize is that there's strength in numbers. Mm. And so if people get involved in a small way and write one letter a week, well, if you have 10,000 people writing one letter a week, that's 10,000 letters a week. Mm. It makes a difference. So really what people have to do is make a personal commitment to get involved and start taking action, even in a small, limited way. It's going to have an effect.
Dove, I want to ask you a question. We only have 30 seconds, literally. Is there people writing a letter? Many people think, I'm going to write a letter, they're going to toss it away. Is there a way to write the letter where there is a greater likelihood that the editors of these media giants will pay attention to it? What are the, literally 30 seconds, what are the do's and don't do's of writing such a letter?
Amazing question, because the most important thing that happens is people don't do anything for a year. Then they get so frustrated, they write a letter that's really intense and really abusive, and they say, I've seen letters that start with, your editorial writer is an idiot. You can't do that. The first thing that I was told.
That's what I've been doing all this time. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The first thing that I was told by every journalist I met is if we get an abusive letter, we hit delete. The most important thing is you write a short, to the point, polite letter. and send it off. That's all it takes. But it has to be short, and it has to be to the point, and it must be polite. If you're going to take out your, if you're going to vent your anger on somebody, don't do it to the media, because then that paints everyone who complains as you know, being an extremist. And what you need to do is portray yourself as being credible.
Yeah. Dove Smith, Executive Director of HonestReporting.ca. A joy to have you on. Thank you for joining us here on Israel National Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, shalom, shalom, brother. We come back, it's going to be Orange Stars and Gush Katif and much more Don't Touch the Dial. One 800-270-4288. I want your comments, questions. Don't touch the dial.